Thank you, nurse. I'll take it from here. The time is 2:15. This afternoon, at roughly 12:20, the patient attacked a nurse, stole her passkey, and used it to get on the building's roof. The patient then threatened to jump until the nurses talked him into coming back inside. The patient was then escorted into my private counseling room.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
This is unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. When I give you the signal, you do it immediately. Do you know how long I waited for you to get your fucking act together?
Shut up!
I don't want to hear your excuses. Oh, do you know how wet I am right now? How long I was in my office touching myself? Huh? Do you know how many of those pretty boys out there would kill to be in here? How many little sluts would beg to be my special patient? You weren't sure the signal was real. What's the matter? Hallucinating again? Listen to me, you little bitch. You don't decide. You don't judge. You don't question. If you think you see it, you act on it. If you're not sure, you do it anyway. If you see it in a fucking dream, it doesn't matter. You see it, you do it. Understood? You know what I'm tempted to do? Nothing. No punishment. No reward. No fun. Just make you sit here, then send you back to your cell. Then tomorrow, give you the signal again. And the next day, and the next day. Listen to you scream and cry. Watch you hurt yourself at my command. You could smash your fucking head in for all I cared, just so long as your dick still worked. But that wouldn't be fair to me, now would it? And training up a new toy would be too much hassle. Just get undressed and lay down on the table. Now, since you've been such a bad boy, I'm going to have to punish you, aren't I? Say, yes, doctor. Spanking is out of the question, even though I really enjoy it. These nurses may not realize I reused the old recordings, but even they would have to notice what I would do to you. And while I would love to think up some creative punishment, waiting for you all morning has left me far too frustrated to come up with anything. No, I know what I'm going to do. But first, let's get these restraints nice and tight. Now, I'm going to ride you. Stay still. Move. And you'll regret it. Good. You're already hard. Mm-hmm. You look so confused. Wondering how this counts as punishment. Well, let me just put my hands here and... How about now? How does that feel? What's the matter? Trouble breathing? Oh, you don't like it. Well, that's what happens when you make me wait. Do you remember what you were like before I took pity on you? Before I saved you? Before I trained you? You were nothing. A pathetic loser. Sent here because of... You know what? I don't even fucking care why. But I saw what you could become. I believed in you. I spent so much time on you. So much energy. The long nights, the behavioral therapy, the drugs. Oh, fuck, fuck. I won't say it wasn't fun, but after all that, when you fail me like this, it hurts me. You've hurt me. You made me doubt myself. Made me think I may have wasted my time with the wrong boy. Oh, you didn't like that, did you? Huh? Hearing me say you were a mistake? A failure? A stupid little slut who can't do anything right. Feeling you shake and shudder under me. Oh, it feels so good. Look at me. You are mine. You belong to me. I made you, and I can unmake you. I can make you the way you were before. Make it so you don't crave my every touch. Make it so you don't spend every waking moment thinking about me. And you would mean nothing to me. You don't want that, do you? Then come for me. Come for me. No. No. Ah. Well, that's enough for today. Go get washed and I'll come get you in a moment. Aren't you forgetting something? Good boy. I can't take it much longer. First, I was just able to get by with just once every few weeks. Then it was once a week, and now... now I have to have him every couple of days. I need to calm down. Just a few more months and I'll be running this place. It'll be easy to smuggle him in and out after that. And then it'll be whips and chains and gags every night. Calm. I just need to keep on top of my other work. My promotion depends on it. And I can't keep making him act out for these emergency therapy sessions. Someone might start to think they can do a better job than me. They might try to take him away from me. I can't let that happen. He's mine, and he needs me. He needs me. Pet, since you can't be relied on to follow simple instructions, I've decided to increase our regular therapy sessions for 3 times a week. You can hug me if you want. That's enough. Now, let's get you back to your room.